The DNR and state ag departments say there have been more than 30 incidents this year where significant amounts of manure have run off into surface waters. Some fish have been killed and drinking water has been contaminated. There are rules aimed at preventing non-point pollution, and the announcement of the task force comes as lawmakers are considering the governor's request to boost spending on implementing the runoff laws. But Ag Secretary Rod Milsestuen says the state needs to go beyond regulations.
When we had a spring like we did last spring where it rained for 2 months and you have producers expecting that they're going to be able to haul manure and empty their manure storage and they can't and fields are soaked, what do they do when they're between a rock and the hard place?
That's one of the questions the task force will try to answer. 15 farmers, environmentalists, water specialists, and others will serve on the committee. Milsestuen also wants some long-term issues addressed, like how to more frequently turn manure into a profit source for farmers.
We can turn manure into energy and into organic fertilizer and into oils with technology, and we need to be looking at that as one of the answers long-term as well.
One of the environmentalists on the task force is Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says he's cautiously optimistic the panel can come up with concrete ways to fill some gaps in manure management. The state wants to see the task force recommendations by early next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.